You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're about 30 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes after the hour. Thanks for joining me. I'm going to finish up this segment with Bob Braitman from Local Agency Formation Commission, and then we'll do the fourth segment on the weekly multiple listing sales update. Got some interesting stats and maybe some trends. We weren't here live last week, so we'll try to do a couple of weeks and then do some year-to-date information. So, Bob, the question is, we got this petition, and people are clamoring for the city of Santa Barbara perhaps to extend a sphere of influence, kind of like a cloak, over the neighboring land of the Eastern Valley. And my question to you is, hey, what about just leaving it as is?
I think there are, as I started to say, options. One of those options, as we've talked about, is to include the land in part or in whole within the sphere of influence or the probable boundaries of one of the cities in anticipation of annexation. Another option is to...
And isn't that, though, de facto kind of giving approval right up front?
It is certainly setting the stage towards annexation. And now, some people might say, well, we're not interested in annexation, as you pointed out a moment ago. We're only interested in being in that city sphere, so we're not in another city sphere. Well, that will have to be discussed. But there is also the option of not expanding either city sphere of influence and allowing the area to remain not only unincorporated, but not identified with either municipality.
And is that something that occurs throughout California?
Oh, yeah, there are large areas of unincorporated land. Even in our own county, the community of Orcutt. Well, actually, that's not a fair... Yeah, Orcutt is actually within the sphere of influence of the city of Santa Maria, but there really haven't been any significant annexations of the existing community.
Let me ask you this. What do you think overall the odds are, or what has a higher percentage? Do we have a higher percentage of areas that are just county, just like it is now, as is, with nothing? Do we have a higher percentage where, or a higher percentage compared to that, of situations where there is a sphere of influence, but there's really no intention, or it's just been status quo as a sphere, and they never annexed to the city?
I don't want to generalize. I think situations are different everywhere. County to county is different. I know that in Ventura County, a place where I used to work for LAFCO, 90% or so of people live in cities, and there's very small unincorporated population. The county there kind of emphasizes the regional responsibilities of health care and the court system and minimizes the responsibilities of being the unincorporated city, providing law enforcement and road maintenance and recreation. Now, in Santa Barbara County, I think the number is probably around 40% of people who don't live in cities. And other counties differ. So I'm not sure I can generalize.
Does LAFCO have an official position that, what do they prefer? Is there something, any bylaws that stipulate that?
You mean in Santa Barbara County?
Yes. Do they have a...
I don't think we have a clearly articulated policy, for example, that urban uses ought to be in cities. Some other counties... See, it's not just LAFCO's involved here. It's a board of supervisors and various city councils that are also participants in this process.
Okay.
I would say our commission is strongly in favor of logical and orderly boundaries.
Okay. Okay, so you'll keep us posted. You'll let me know when the September meeting,
where. Yeah, of great interest to you and to your numerous listeners.
Is this going to be at your house or?
Well, I don't think I could accommodate. We have people saying that they will have 1,000 people there to talk about being part of the city of Santa Barbara.
Oh, sure, that's going to happen.
Possible.
That's not going to happen. When have you last seen 1,000 people show up for anything unless it was a sporting event?
Well, it's going to be in September. It's going to be in the eastern Goleta Valley, and we'll get a wide coverage before it happens.
We've had a lot of debate on this. Now, you guys are not involved in the election at all.
Oh, no, not really. In fact, in relative to the county split, LAFCO's approval was not necessary for that to go forward. Should the voters approve the creation of a new county, both the LAFCA will be involved in then adjusting various special district boundaries based upon the new county line.
It looks like the county split vote is probably not going to happen. If I was going to bet money, I'd bet that it's not going to happen.
Ask me on Wednesday, I'll tell you.
You know, every time I speak to you, I learn a new word, and the word over the phone, the pre-interview, was sophistry.
Ah.
It would be pure sophistry because you didn't want to discuss the election.
That's right.
And I had to look that up. First, okay. I had to spell it, and then I had to look it up. So I always learn something from you, Bob. Let me tell you a joke.
I'm here. Okay.
How do you create an environmentalist?
Have the escrow close on their home. Is that the joke?
Gee, you already knew that joke. What a surprise. I was going to ask you something else. So the county split. Oh, the vote. So the big vote. So my prediction is that Joe Gazzardi is going to win. Now, are you involved at all? You're not involved in the election, and there are all the state-mandated housing issues. Does that city versus county, do you see any impact?
I do think there's a very interesting issue here that we're going to be talking about at the statewide LAFCO conference, which will be held in September. And that is, are the state's RENA numbers, these regional land use, or I should say population projections, are they forcing counties into a position of approving development, residential development, that the county would not otherwise approve? Therefore, is the state, by its numerical projections of growth for both cities and counties, forcing county governments into a position of developing land use that they would not otherwise do?
That is huge.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, if you know, if this could alter. I mean, a lot of people are clamoring that these state numbers are wrong. It's a cookie cutter approach. It's destroying this and that.
Well, so, also, if in fact it applies to counties, and if a county is of a view that, well, we think urban development ought to be in cities, does this requirement for the county to approve housing, does that interfere with that?
Right.
Policy? Yeah.
Right. So that could help. Well, that could really help define, or if not help define, but it will impact decisions that LAFCO makes. Whether
very
to
possible.
Go city or county. I mean, that makes
keep
it...
Keep in mind, LAFCO is not alien to have land you hear from outer space. LAFCO is made up of local officials, city, county, and district members, and they exercise responsibilities to have orderly boundaries. And consequently, we have to work closely and in a collaborative way with local governments, or LAFCO becomes sort of irrelevant.
And when is this happening?
Every day.
No, I mean, but you mentioned this.
The public meeting regarding the Eastern Goleta Valley.
No, I'm sorry. You mentioned the LAFCO meeting with the state and discussing the RENA numbers.
That's a statewide LAFCO conference in which LAFCOs get together once a year, and we have a program that discusses these. You know, these issues don't apply just in this county. These are issues that are relevant throughout California.
Right. When is this conference?
Oh, it's going to be September 6th through 9th in San Diego.
So you'll be there?
I'm planning on it.
Oh, good, good. Well, maybe we can have you call from your hotel room and give us an update on the LAFCO conference.
That's always a possibility,
is that possible?
Mark.
As long as you stay away from the... the buffet, the pool, and the bar.
Well, I'll be in the workshops.
You'll be in the workshops. So you will meet once a year. That's it. You really got a rough schedule. And then what if no one's creating cities? What the hell does LAFCO, what are you guys doing?
Oh, well, actually, it's not just creating cities, but it's managing local boundary changes. And we have maybe 20 a year in Santa Barbara County, which our development occurs. Well, for example, if you're looking at the next LAFCO agenda right here, let's look back on June 1st. We had an annexation to the Goleta Sanitary District in order to allow the creation of four lots. The county approved the subdivision to take one lot and make four lots. However, it still required an annexation to the Sanitary District for that to occur.
I was just told we cannot use the word sanitary district on the radio. I'm sorry.
Okay, wastewater
Bob,
treatment.
Bob, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mark. My pleasure. You have a good day there.
I really appreciate your time, and I always learn something from you. And I'm very serious. I'd love to find out what's going on in September. So hopefully we can talk again.
Good.
Have a great day.
Take care now.
Okay. Bob Braitman. Big brother Bob Braitman.
From thanks,
the,
Mark.
Okay, bye-bye. From the Local Agency Formation Commission. It's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of implications. But finally, so the vote projection, the county split will not happen. Joe Gazzardi will either win or be in the runoff. And the sheriff, I think Sheriff Jim Anderson will be reelected. That might be a safe bet because usually they are reelected, the incumbents. It was incumbent upon me to disclose that. Okay, so we'll take a break. We'll give us an extra 2 minutes for the last segment, the weekly multiple listing update, and we'll go back 2 weeks, and we'll fill you in on what's happening with a little bit of an uptick in the real estate market.